Hey everybody, Brother Gary, Hands Across Borders Devotional down here in Mexico. Don't forget, I am not in a studio, so you're liable to hear dogs, goats, chickens, anything. So let's look at John chapter 6, verse number 15, as we're continuing our walk through the Gospel of John. It says, "When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone." And so let's review a little bit of chapter number 6. Remember, he's crossed over the Sea of Galilee, according to verse number 1. There's this great multitude. They're following him because they saw the miracles. They're trying to get some more things. They want to see, you know, they want to have their mind blown some more because he's doing these great things. And so he goes in this area, and there's, because it's the time of the Feast of the Jews, the Passover, this great multitude is there. They got nothing to eat. And so he asks Philip, he already knows the answer, how are we going to feed these guys? He already knows the answer. And that's a key for you and I, is God's already got it worked out. We just need to learn how to trust him, right? But he continues on, "Hey, I found this kid. He's got basically 5 Ritz crackers and 2 sardines. And there's 5,000 men, not counting the rest of them there." And so he has them sit down. He blesses it. And they feed everybody. That is like the greatest miracle ever, huh? And imagine if you were sitting there, you saw what he took up, and then the next thing you know, he fills this multitude of people. And not only does he do that, according to 12 and verse 12 and 13 in John 6, he picks up what's left over, and there's over 12 basketfuls of food left over. So he does more than you and I can even think of. He can supply our every need, right? He can take care of us all along the way. So there's another lesson. And then we see this. In verse 14, those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "Hey, this is a truth that the prophet that should come into the world." So they're putting two and two together now. So now in verse 15, the Lord perceives something. That word perceive means to know by the senses, felt, understood, observed. So he knows the heart of men, right? And so he knows your heart, he knows my heart, and he sees this. He says, "Oh, here's what they're going to do. They're going to try to take him by force and force him to be the king and cause this big revolution and all of these kinds of things." And because he knew that, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. Why? Because it wasn't time for him to do that yet. And the key that we're trying to get across in our devotional today is this. Don't try to make Jesus fit your narrative. Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. The Bible says he fulfilled the law. He lived by the scriptures. He came to do his Father's work, right? He said that himself. And so oftentimes, if we're not careful, we get caught up in some kind of religious institution or tradition, and we try to make Jesus fit our narrative. And you and I need to let Jesus be Jesus. I don't know how else to put it. We need to allow him to be the Jesus of the Word of God. Does that make sense? It's pretty simple, isn't it? If we're not careful, we're trying to make him all these different things and to fit our narrative. And what we have to do is realize this. He is in control. He knows what he's doing. And he does it in his time. And if you and I will realize that, we will learn to be content in whatever state we're in. Don't try to make Jesus fit your narrative. Let Jesus be Lord of your life. May the Lord bless you.